So even though the margin of victory was the same or close to the same, they really were two different games. Wednesday, Haynes pressed us full court, and we struggled with it, getting into our offense. We still were successful scoring, just we left. I felt we had many other times we could have gone on runs of 6-0, 8-0, and weren't successful putting the ball in the basket. So the good news is, though, our defensive end, we held them to 35, and they've got two of the better players in the state. And the other guys are good and solid. So I was real happy with our defensive end. Offensively, I never felt we really got into a good rhythm. Then you flip that around on Thursday, and they changed their defensive tactics and tried to speed us up. We were behind in the first quarter, closed the gap, had a good second quarter and a good third quarter, and so we were able to go. We were down, I believe, 8 or 9 to 1, and by 8 points or so in the middle of the first quarter also. But then we started to get out in transition. They were pressing us more aggressively, and we were able to break the press and then score easily. Baskets that we missed in the first 3-4 minutes, we missed probably 4 or 5 layups, makeable baskets, and started to make those. And so that was the difference there. We were able to turn it around. I was real happy with the second and third quarter. We scored 18 points in the second quarter and 25 in the third quarter. So we were up over 20. Struggled in the fourth quarter. At the end, they kind of pressed us a little bit and made the margin closer. But overall, you know, anytime you can win a couple of games in our league, even at home, that's a good showing. So one of our strengths, I believe, this year is that we can play. We played games in the 30s, we played games in the 50s, and games in the 70s as far as points. So I think we have good flexibility that way. The other part of it is that we had different players step up for each night. One of the big things for us is, do we have balanced scoring? We had 3 players in double figures on the first night, and then 1 with 9. In the second game, we also had another 3 players, and those changed. They're not the same guys. I also was really impressed with the task of guarding. Haynes has got one of the better guards in the state, and Rick Kumps and Kieran Cabral both were responsible for guarding him. And then the forward that they have, Eric Gillum, is a Hunter Kahn, and Jack Engel had to guard him. And you know, all 4 of them did a great job, but Kieran and Hunter, they really took on the bulk of that. And I was real happy with the way that they made those players work. Even though they scored well, they made them earn their points. And then Kieran had a lot of ball handling responsibility also, especially the second night when they were pressing us. And he actually scored more points, I believe, the first game. So he was in double figures in the first game, but I haven't been able to stat the game yet, but he had many, many assists in transition. He did a really good job of getting us up the court quickly, and then really nice passes to people for easy baskets.